There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You're tuned into Buffalo Bulls Radio. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, and ComDoc. UB Football Insider is coming to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Here's UB head football coach Lance Leipold and assistant athletic director for communications, John Fuller.
Good evening, and thanks for tuning us in. And we're taking the show on the road tonight. Normally, we do a weekly show every week from the Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, but this week we're doing it live courtside at Alumni Arena ahead of the Bulls men's basketball game against Nazareth coming up at 7 o'clock with pregame at 6:30. I want to welcome in now UB football head coach Lance Leipold. And Lance, you know, we've talked, the last couple of weeks. It almost feels like not a broken record, but it seems like, you know, a lot of good things are happening on the field except the final score. You know, a tough game for the Bulls last week against Miami. But again, for the second straight week, the Bulls outgained their opponent in total yards. But it's just a couple plays here and there that unfortunately, you know, didn't go the Bulls' way. Just kind of talk about just how the team has been performing.
Well, I think you hit on a lot of good points there. It's been very disappointing and even frustrating that we haven't seen the results in the win-loss column all season. But when you break it down into different areas, you continue to see improvement. You see some things, but it's still the big plays, the breakdowns. Our margin of error still, John, is very small. And we've got to play, pretty flawlessly at times to have those things happen. And we'll keep striving for that. And there were many instances in that game that I thought we had some opportunities.
Yeah, well, one of those instances, I over the last couple games, you know, really the ball control has been great for this team. Especially, you know, obviously on offense, moving the ball. You know, against Ohio, we ran 16 more plays than the Bobcats did. Last week against Miami, the Bulls ran 33 more plays than the Redhawks did. Are you happy with the offense? You're not scoring the points you want to, but you are moving the ball and you're doing some good things on offense. Kind of talk about the offense's play.
Yes, I think am I happy? No, because I won't be happy till it's to the ultimate of where we want it to be, and then many times then I'm still not completely satisfied. Right. Is probably a character flaw. But we're making the strides in the numbers that we're looking for, running the ball and doing things, a little more consistency. But, again, the breakdowns at certain times have made it, again, an uphill battle. You know, our run game has picked up. When you're looking at some things, we're being more consistent. We didn't give up a sack. There's things that are showing the signs that you want. Has it happened the way we wanted this year? No. As I've said earlier, we continue to make those things. I think Tyree continues to learn and progress. you know, our line has gelled better than they had maybe a month ago. And I guess those are the signs that you're looking for, and we'll continue to strive.
Yeah, I really think the offensive line has been playing really well. You know, ever since, you know, you never want to see an injury to a player, but ever since, you know, Tyler O'Henley went out with the injury, you kind of had to throw in Tomas Giacardelli at right guard probably sooner than you wanted to. You never really want to throw a true freshman in a game, especially on the offensive line. Obviously, there's a lot of size differential there. You move David Goldsley to right tackle, but it seems like as the season's progressed, I mean, the offensive line has not been an issue. They've played very well.
Yeah, you know, I think we struggled a little bit at Ohio with some things that day. But you're correct. I think other than the Boston College game, you know, Albert McCoy started that game. Then we you know, we tried to keep David inside because the injury happened to Tyler O'Henley, you know, midway through a Wednesday practice, which is really difficult then to try to get things going. So we made the switch. We've gone through it. It's progressed. And we're at, again, now Tyler has yet to return to practice. You know, we'll kind of wait and see what his future holds, really. But we're looking at some things that we're excited about in that offensive line, added depth with a couple transfers that have sat out this year due to transfer rules. And I think, you know, that'll definitely be a point now that we've addressed that allow us to progress as an offense and as a program the next couple of seasons.
Yeah, a couple of those players you talked about, Jaquez Webb is a transfer from Rutgers who had to sit out this year, and Paul Nosworthy, a transfer from Grambling, who I remember during during camp that you know, those two really stood out and almost made that third team offense look like some of the best offense. You know, when Drew Anderson's, I'm like, wow, this Drew Anderson's unbelievable. I think he just had all day to throw because he had Webb and Nosworthy in there. So it really bodes well for next season. Plus, you really only lose Rubens Joseph is the only offensive lineman you lose. So I think moving forward, I think the offensive line looks really
good.
Right,
and you've mentioned many of those names, and then you add the two that you just mentioned. Coyote Awashika is redshirting as a freshman. We think he has a bright future. Evan Kasarczyk is a redshirt freshman. He's going in his third year next year. Mike Kenefick's a walk-on from Canisius. Evans from West Seneca. You know, along with Connor Morehart, Brad Rowland. I mean, we're rolling in a lot of different names there that are giving us a 2D plus that we feel are going to be ready to play meaningful snaps that, again, will allow us competition. Off-season weight room development will be very important for this group, and again, that points to positive signs for our future.
Yeah, I want to talk, too, about some of your seniors that had their senior day this past week against Miami, and two of the guys that I think are really just playing hard, and especially on the offensive side, is Jordan Johnson, rushed for 100 yards. I mean, Mason Schreck had 10 catches. He's playing well. Just kind of talk about him and just, I mean, you know, how nice is to see, like, you know, because obviously this isn't the senior year. These guys, they didn't want to go out like this, but they're not mailing it in. I mean, they're playing hard. That's got to be a good example to some of the younger players.
Yes, I think those two individuals have, you know, continued to raise their level of play as the season's gone on, and they've also raised their level of leadership within the program, and that's been very encouraging. No, it hasn't turned out win-wise the way that any of us had hoped, especially them. But they're still in there studying. They're very goal-driven in what they want to get accomplished for the team and as individuals. And that says a lot about them. And I think anyone that would step out to our practices that we've had even the last couple of weeks will watch a group of young men that are continuing to work to get better, to be coachable, to have good energy. I don't think there's a difference in what you've seen if it was September or November right now as far as how they've gone about it on the field.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. I've been out to both your practices, and it's the energy is still there, and a lot of times a winning program can start losing that energy too late in the season. You start getting beaten up and you know, you see the end is near, but these guys, I mean, they love football. They want to be out there, and it's refreshing to see.
Yeah, it is. And, again, those things part to, you know, recruiting the right individuals that are willing to go through the work and the process, no matter what the scoreboard says about getting better. And, And that's, you know, you hear it so much, it becomes such a cliche, but it's a day-at-a-time process, win or lose. And I think with that is that if you can kind of continue to build that mentality and belief in the program, we're going to coach it the same way. We're going to be just as hard after a win as we would after a loss to, for the finer details. I think that's how you build consistency.
All right, very good. We're going to talk about the Bulls' next opponent. They're playing at Western Michigan this Saturday. We'll do that after the break. You're listening to UB Football Insider with head coach Lance Leipold live on ESPN 1520.
Hello, it's that Kegworks guy from the Kegworks store, the place where holiday shopping doesn't suck. Let's face facts, Jack. Slogging through the mall can sometimes be a pain in the keister. Who wants that? That's why you need to get to the Kegworks store. We feature over 3,800 square feet jam-packed with the kinds of unique gifts and tools for drinking that will make your loved one say, Santa who? If your shopping list is chock full of people who enjoy a fine adult beverage or two, we're certain that we've got something that will light each of them up like a Christmas tree. For the beer lovers in your life, shop our wide selection of specialty glassware, kegerators, home brew supplies and ingredients, local brewery t-shirts, growlers, and much more. For those who crave craft cocktails, we've got top quality bar tools, premium cocktail mixers, bitters, syrups, awesome Bloody Mary supplies and garnishes, elegant glass sets, and other finishing touches. Why settle for the same old this year? Come to the Kegworks store at 1460 Military Road in Kenmore. We've got the gifts they actually want.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $265 per month. Only $265 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from Alumni Arena tonight, ahead of the Bulls men's basketball game against Nazareth at 7 p.m. Josh Wetzel will have the pregame show coming up at 6:30. Back here with head coach Lance Leipold. And coach, tough test on Saturday as the Bulls take on 14th-ranked Western Michigan. But do you look at this as... You know, obviously, like we talked about the season not necessarily going the way you wanted, but this is kind of a late-season motivation for these guys. You know, there's an opportunity to do something that, you know, no one else has been able to do this year. You know, knock off a ranked team, knock off, you know, a very good Western Michigan team. You know, talk about the mindset of the team right now.
Well, I think it's a huge challenge and at the same time a huge opportunity. I think when the schedule came out, I don't think anyone anticipated where – Western Michigan may be nationally, but I think when you looked at some preseason rankings, Western Michigan and Bowling Green were favored to win both, you know, each division, and here we were slated to play them in the last two games of the year. So we were kind of, you know, looking at that from the start. We knew we were going to have these type of games and challenges, down the road, and now it's turned into even a bigger one. Challenge because they're playing really well. They're an excellent football team with depth, but a great opportunity for us to kind of put ourselves in a position that, A, you know, it's going to be on a national spotlight, finally, but also we're going to see, you know, if we want to be that type, they're doing a lot of things right, what it's going to take from a recruiting standpoint to match up size and speed and a lot of different things. And again, on any given Saturday, you never know what's going to happen. So if our guys, no matter what it is right now, if they can't get excited for this type of opportunity to play in someone's stadium under these lights, I would be disappointed.
Yeah, the Broncos have the best offense in the conference, one of the best in the country. You have Zach Terrell, their quarterback, who's thrown for, you know, to almost 2,500 yards. It's 23 touchdowns, only one interception. Jarvion Franklin is one of the best, obviously is the best running back in the conference, one of the best in the country. And then you have Corey Davis, at wide receiver, who has an opportunity. He's only 191 yards shy of breaking the all-time FBS receiving record for career receiving yards. So it's a kind of a pick your poison thing where you try to stop the run, stop the pass. You got to stop both. I mean, how do you approach stopping an offense like this?
Well, and that's the thing. You've got to try to, and that's what they've done a good job of. Their run pass option scheme has allowed them. They put a lot of stress on you, and they find a good way to, make it difficult. And with a big, powerful back, and the thing that we haven't talked about is I've seen their offensive line be rated as one of the top five in the country, and that's including the Power Fives as a unit, and which allows them to be pretty potent and their ball security. So you got to play well, and. They're going to take their shots down the field, and you got to try to get an extra body over there on Davis and on Franklin and all the backs. You got to make sure you're tackling well.
Well, one other aspect we'll have on Saturday is ESPN's College Game Day will be in Kalamazoo, and I got to think that's got to be, obviously it's more about Western Michigan, but you know what? Our helmet's going to be up there too, and they're going to be talking about us, and that's got to excite our guys a little bit.
Absolutely. I think, I guess the only thing that would have been better for us as if it would have been a home game for us and right. they wanted to come cover them. But I still think for our program, for our university and our community that, again, on Saturday morning, Buffalo and our logo and everything is going to be said quite a few times on all the family of ESPN stations.
Have you ever been a part of game day? I don't know if it ever came to Whitewater. I know sometimes it makes its rounds to the Division III.
No, they talked about it one time, but no, they didn't. And I'm trying to think any of my times way back at the other stops if it has. So this might be a first. And it's kind of grown into its own, animal of itself, the game day and the game day crew of that used to be right outside the stadiums, and many times now they pick a place on campus that can hold it. So, who knows? And the weather looks like it could be iffy. And so hopefully everyone that goes to that gets, continues to tailgate and decide maybe not to fill a stadium, and it won't be quite as loud inside.
Yeah, I would like, for all your recruits that are listening right now, anybody thinking about coming to UB, I just want to let them to know that tomorrow, right here in Buffalo, it's supposed to be in the low 70s. Saturday in Kalamazoo, it's supposed to be in the high 30s, low 40s with chance of snow showers.
Yeah, isn't that something? We'll have a Chamber of Commerce Day. We've had a pretty good, knock on wood. I don't know what next week will be, but we've had a good fall and a really good last couple weeks of weather. I think when you said so, we did some research, this past year, and Buffalo is not the coldest school. There's three other schools that are, I think, colder than us in December, January, and February. So sometimes I think we get a misled reputation here.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Buffalo gets a bad. Last year, I think it's only snowed about three times all winter. It's been great. And, the city definitely gets a bad rap. But
it's kind of like you, John. Sometimes you get
a bad rap.
Yeah,
you're right.
One-dimensional. They kind of pigeonhole you a little
right.
bit. They don't know all your talents.
Exactly right. Well, keep telling people that. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you very much, Coach. We wish you a lot of luck on Saturday at Western Michigan. When we come back, we're going to talk to sophomore cornerback Cameron Lewis. As soon as he gets here, I know he'll be here right on time. But Cameron Lewis will come up when we come back. You're listening to UB Football Insider with head coach Lance Leipold live on ESPN 1520.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott. One on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music. Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $265 per month. Only $265 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Buffalo sports fans, the UB men's basketball team returns to Alumni Arena Thursday, November 17th when they host Nazareth. It's UB Campus Living Toys for Tots Night, and fans are encouraged to bring a new unwrapped toy to the game. For every toy turned in, receive a voucher for a $10 ticket to a future game. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. For tickets and more info, visit ubbulls.com or call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
All right, welcome back to the show. Again, we're live courtside at Alumni Arena ahead of the Bulls' 7 p.m. tip-off against Nazareth and men's basketball. Josh Wetzel will be by at 6:30 for the pregame show, and now we are joined by sophomore cornerback Cam Lewis. How are we doing tonight, Cam?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you joining us. And Cam, first season as a starter at cornerback, but you got a lot of playing time last year at the position. Let's talk about your season so far and how well you think you've been doing.
I think I've been doing pretty good, especially having Boise on the other side when he has been playing, you know, trying to give me the role that he's been playing and that he's been starting and showing me the ropes a little bit and trying to get me to play loose a little bit, you know.
Yeah, what have you learned from Boise? Because to me, Boise talks a lot. You know, I see him at practice, he's always talking. I mean, I know he jokes around a lot, but I think, you know, he's trying to teach people and kind of being a coach out in the field. You know, what have you learned from him? Because I think Boise's come a long way, obviously starting as a wide receiver, but then, you know, learning the position of cornerback and becoming and turning himself into an all-MAC cornerback. What have you learned from Boise?
Most thing about it is, just kind of having fun. I know, he's always energetic and stuff like that. I mean, he sees different stuff from me, and I see different stuff from him, but we always try to talk to each other and learn from each other. And I think that's good in the secondary, and our secondary has this good communication. And just ball skills as well, because he did play wide receiver in college, so he knows a little bit more about ball skills. So just a little bit.
Well, speaking of not playing cornerback, if I'm right, I believe I saw that you never played cornerback in high school. Is that true?
Yes, true, yeah.
What position did you play in high school?
I play a lot of everything, quarterback, wide receiver, running back. But on defense, I play linebacker, middle linebacker. Yeah.
So were you recruited as a cornerback here or kind of recruited as an athlete and they figured out where they were going to put you?
I'm pretty sure as an athlete, but I got recruited by the last coaching staff, so mm-hmm. I don't know where they really had me going, but I mean, I just stay here, and this is where I want to be.
Yeah, did you think you would end up playing cornerback, I guess is my question, or did you just want to play wherever you could be to get on the field?
Anywhere I can be to get on the field. No, I just love the game and just want to be around it.
Yeah. I know another game that you loved was, I believe you played a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
Is that, remember growing up? You know, you don't hear a lot of guys, like kids playing baseball anymore, but I know that was that really your first love?
Yeah, it was baseball. I did a lot of traveling, you know, got to play against a lot of different teams like Dominican Republic, Venezuela. Got a chance to go to Puerto Rico and play a little ball too, so I had a little fun there, but it kind of got a little boring to me and then switched to.
Well, you couldn't hit anybody.
Yeah,
true. Unless you're taking somebody out on second steal and second base, maybe,
right.
But breaking up a double play. What position did you play when you're playing baseball?
Center field and shortstop.
Okay. Leadoff hitter. You got to be a leadoff hitter,
lead
I would think, that speed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right. Nice. Do you miss it at all? You wish you could, or are you all about football now?
I miss it a little bit, you know, watching the World Series, you know, a couple weeks ago. But other than that, no, I'm all football.
So you got to be a Tigers fan, I would think, being from Detroit. Detroit
Tigers, yep.
All right. Very good. So you're from Detroit. We're going back. The Bulls play at Western Michigan on Saturday. How excited are you to get back and get back to your home state and play? I'm assuming you have a lot of family and friends at the game.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I know a lot of people that go to school there. And my brother goes to school there. My older brother, actually, he's supposed to be graduating in December. So it's kind of fun to play against the school, you know, trying to get a win, trying to pull the upset. See what you feel about it. You know?
Yeah, what's the mood in the locker room right now? Because, I mean, the season hasn't gone as well as you had hoped or as well as you had planned. But you have an opportunity on Saturday, you know, to really make some noise, you know. And I mean, I would think that you know, you guys, it's you know, you got to be pretty excited for this opportunity.
Yeah, and the mood in the locker room is kind of upbeat, like tempo, trying to get our name out there on national level. You know, Western's been playing pretty good, but want to show them what Buffalo's all about. You know, I mean, this is a little bit rocky season, but we know we have potential to be a good team.
Yeah. Now, will you be going up? I talked earlier about with Coach Leipold about Corey Davis. You know, they have a receiver at Western Michigan, Corey Davis, who could be a first-round NFL draft pick. Really, really good player. Are you asking to go after him? Do you want to take him on? Is that a situation where he's going to be your guy, or is it kind of you guys – it depends on where you are in the field?
Yeah, it kind of depends on where we are in the field, but a lot of things that we're doing is to him because they target him the most, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like all our DBs are up for the challenge, and I think it's going to be a good game.
I think so, too. And, I, you know, ahead of time, before the game, you know, game day is going to be in Kalamazoo, and I've never been able to see anything like that. So it's pretty exciting to, you know, to be able to watch game day. Our, you know, the UB helmet's going to be there,
right,
you know, on the stage. And just, I mean, it's got to be pretty exciting for you knowing that, you know, they're going to be talking. I mean, they're going to be talking indirectly about us, I would think, you know, for 3 hours. Our helmet's going to be there. It's at the campus where our game's being played. I mean, how exciting is that for you?
It's very exciting, you know. I just don't want to let all the hype of the college game day get to us, and just it's just football at the end of the day, you know. Just want to play our game and then execute as well as we can.
Yeah, and so what are your goals here for the? I mean, obviously you want to win your last two games and, you know, build on it for next year. Is that really what you're looking to do? Kind of finish up strong, and so you have something to build on for next year.
Yeah, that's the big motive, and then send our seniors off with two big wins. You know, yeah, ending their college career off with a big two wins.
Yeah, I was talking to Coach earlier about the seniors, and you know, I really appreciate, you know, because a lot of those guys, the season hasn't gone the way you wanted. They could have just mailed it in, said I'm almost done. But, I mean, I see those guys. I mean, Jordan Johnson, Brandon Crawford, Mason Tree, those guys are playing hard. Boise, when he's healthy, those guys play hard. I mean, does that motivate you guys?
Yeah, it does. You know, you see they have the passion, and they want us to be great. And they're great leaders, you know, trying to get us all together and not be down all the time. Just see the positive things about playing a game and having the opportunity to play Division I football. And then they show us that every day. So it's always good to have them around. And they show played a big role in being leaders this season.
All right. Well, Cameron, best of luck on Saturday. Let's go out there and let's pull the upset, all right?
Let's do it. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Cameron. I appreciate thanks for Coach Leipold joining us. Pasquale back in the studio. Stay tuned. Josh Wetzel's coming up next with the pregame show for UB basketball. And then the Bulls tip off against Nazareth tonight at 7 p.m. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and good night.
UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold is presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, and brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, ComDoc. Go to ubbulls.com for schedules, highlights, and everything Buffalo Bulls. Go Blue, go White, and go Bulls.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.